Dude. My name is Jonathan, and this is Seth. Hello, Seth.
Hello, my friend.
Hi.
I wanted Jonathan to do his voice when we're late night shock jocks. A dream I've had since I was a boy.
We're reliving that dream every night, every Thursday
so
night.
So true. Thank you so much for joining us for this dance cast, episode number 185 of Yeah Dude.
It's off the dome. Cut straight to the bone. Hardcore comedy in your face.
Something about putting the kids to bed.
You better put those faggot grandparents to bed. Homos need not apply to this comedy arena. Strictly extreme bare knuckle joking.
Something about like the UID, like Bay Bats or something, like they're in the studio, like do something to that effect.
It would be called the
they're gonna be at a bar like
the Hood Rats.
The Hood Rats.
The UID Hood Rats. They'll be coming to you live from P-Knuckles in Tallahassee, Florida.
Free shooters.
Yeah.
Free shooters
fucking
till 2.
Fucking motherfuckers, man. The Hood Rats. They'd be dope, though. The Hood Rats would be fresh.
This episode of Yeah Dude is being brought to you by Adam and Eve.
AdamandEve.com.
Safe and intimate.
Safe, secure.
It's
an intimate
Broadview security.
I have a little bit of Adam and Eve news in my own life. I believe I have some items.
Oh, really?
Waiting for me that were delivered by the postal people.
The postal people.
The postal soldiers.
Hey, what do you guys do? I'm a postal soldier.
The postal army managed to get some
It's amazing that they didn't read Adam and Eve on that return envelope and just put that right in the back of the Celica.
So, I mean, I don't know, man. There's some stuff, maybe.
Thank you to Adam and Eve. They're sponsoring. This is a sexy September, as you know. And if you go to our website, what's our code?
You can go to our website. There's a click through there. You can also go to AdamandEve.com and you get half off any product basically.
Hey, buy 50% a fucking condom,
off.
Yeah.
You could buy a lot of things.
Hey, why don't you buy your wife some lingerie?
And then top of that, with the code UID at the end of the checkout, they will send you also 3 free DVDs and some other sort of free product.
And you say
as well.
There's some accoutrement waiting for you, some products, if you will, that you're supposed to maybe give a test run?
There's some stuff that I'm going to maybe try out and talk about because I have some stuff to try out now. So
and
I might talk about
it
because that's how I roll. And this is for men. Do you know about like dude beds? I've seen dude beds. There's like a new kind of designer thing that's happening. Bed manufacturers have been appealing to men with upscale mattresses. Some of them offer things like muscle recovery properties. So it's like, man, I'm hurting so bad. It's fucking Mount Hood was crazy. Fucking snowboarding. Yeah. Fucking I got. So there's muscle recovery ones. But then there's also just like dude shit with like built-in televisions and like built-in like little mini coolers and shit like that because dudes are fucking completely useless and lazy and don't do shit. Like iPods and safes is dope.
Safes
is good. I have a safe.
For your paper. For your paper.
Do you have a safe?
Yeah, it's called my wall.
I have a safe.
I need that muscle recovery.
Yes.
Because you know I'm on. You know the program I'm on.
There's a pretty serious trading regime, I
mean,
would say.
I'm on the fucking Hemorrhage. I'm on this whole... I got pre-training and post-training advantage. Heat shock protein activation. Optimal glycogen replenishment. Muscle perfect amino ratios. Perfect nitrous imbalances. 950% higher NO levels. I mean, rock hard pumps. I'm on some fucking shit right now. It ain't cheap.
What's your recovery time? What is your between real solid single solo muscle group concentrated sessions? What is your recovery time between?
Are you talking about like when I explode and reload pre and post training?
Yeah.
I mean, that really all just depends. If I'm on the Actin OISR, that's something that's just going to surge my body's performance centers. It's going to open up the blood channels, advance my creatines and my beta altamines. I'll usually metabolize in a deluge on my muscles pre and post. It depends.
It depends.
Is what I'm saying.
I get that.
It just depends.
Yeah. No, for sure.
You know how it is. Halloween is coming.
Yeah.
and it's on a Saturday night.
What's up with that?
That could be right.
Let's get some shaving cream.
Get ready. Trick or treat.
What did you have? Nair bombs? You ever have those?
Nair bombs? No, we just went egging. Simple.
Eggs, shaving cream, and then Nair in like...
No big whoop. If you have access to the internet, you could probably look up the history of Haverhill, Massachusetts, learn about the egg wars that I started. You might, if you have access to the internet, don't worry about it.
Referred to as the egg wars?
The egg wars that I started. Don't worry about it. If you can't find it, trust me, I will.
You started something called the egg wars and you're bragging about this now?
Don't worry about it. It's just the seniors.
It's now something that you brag about and it's called the egg wars.
Told you, man.
I can't wait.
That's all I had is that year. Cavaricci's, Jordan's.
Egg wars.
My Motley Crue fucking girls, tour tee. It's all I had.
If
you can't find anything on microfiche, just let me know. I'll print out some copies. I'll photocopy them and mail them
holla
to you. If you want to learn about things.
Now, Shahid Wright feared that police were closing in on him. So he took bags of cocaine that he had.
Oh boy.
And hid the bags of cocaine in his son's jacket pockets. He told his son, "It's okay. It's just candy." And when the four-year-old got to his daycare center in Newark, New Jersey, he began handing out this free candy to him and his friends. The boy and three of his friends were rushed to a hospital after the teacher found one of the bags on the floor.
Found one of the empty candy bags. Sweet, sweet candy.
This kid dropped the stash.
That stash, that devil's dandruff.
Some
of that bug shug. Some of that Bolivian marching powder.
Some of that Tubbs and Crockett.
Don't worry about this.
Nose whiskey.
Hey, guys. Hey, what's up, dog? What you got? I got candy for everybody. Hey, you bring candy, you bring enough. You bring it for you, you bring it for the whole class.
Yeah.
You don't just show up for you. Get that candy to this whole class, including me. Thanks,
That's
Dad.
That's dangerous.
That could be dangerous. Because a four-year-old, they can't.
But as soon as you taste it, you're like, this candy sucks.
But you don't know. With so many different kinds of candy, you can't tell right off the bat.
You gotta get that.
I mean, you don't. I mean, a four-year-old can't handle their coke. I mean, I've seen that.
You really like firsthand?
I mean, four-year-olds.
You want to tell us?
Four-year-olds think they can party. I can't really talk about that. Like, not live on the air. Let's just say four-year-olds.
That I know firsthand.
Let's just say I know a couple four-year-olds think they can party,
and they can't.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Derek and Andrew. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, fuck. I wish you partied with, like, super young kids. That would be so fresh. If I came over here to record shows and you had, like...
Like, all the skateboarder kids that hang out in front
of my
house.
Yeah, like, literally, like, not obviously four-year-olds, but if Seth, like, kicked it with, like...
Party with teens?
Like, just straight up, like, these, like, burner little fucking stoner Hesher kids that, like, I have to kick out of the fucking apartment in order to
come on, get out of here. Like, Doritos bags lying around. See you later, guys.
Bye, Seth.
See you this weekend, Dad.
Love you, Dad. Fuck. He calls me Dad now. Like,
don't worry about it. It's Anthony. He don't have a papa.
You know him, papa. He don't have a papa.
Hey, Lou Ferrigno. Hey, I saw you on TMZ. You were standing in front of your like brand new 2009 Ford F-150, pulling up your tank top and showing off your jacked six-pack that like saved the day with Jonathan.
You mean the F-150 that he was in when he pulled up next to me and was like, good job?
Yeah. Showing off his like
great job
ripped body because he's on the same, I mean, he's got me on this same fucking isotropic program talking. He's got he's parked right in front of Gold's Gym, absolutely golden parking spot, because he's parked in the handicap spot. He's got a placard and it's got it on its plates, no shame pulling up the shirt and showing off the six pack. And I totally was like, you can't park there. But then they're trying to tell me, no, he's deaf. I don't care. Like, you can't park there. That's not what it's there for.
Yeah.
That's for people that can't walk, so they let them park closer to where they're going because their ability of getting there is wicked hard. You can't show off your ripped six-pack and be like, what's up, motherfuckers? Yeah, I was training Michael for the concert, like... Yeah, you don't need to park that close, sir. You can give up that spot. I mean, he is in the, like, in the guy that owns it. He's in the manager's spot right in front. No problem. I don't like that. I think that's inappropriate. I'd like to talk to him about it. Can't do that. That's not what it's for. Right? It's for people that can't walk.
Good luck telling him that.
I'm going to tell him that.
You have to tell him really loud.
Fuck, man.
They yell it at him.
I'm so mad.
You can't park there.
I'll write it down.
All right.
I'll hand it to him.
Maybe I should break the news.
I'm going to roll up to him in a wheelchair, write that down, excuse and hand me, it sir. To him. Excuse me, sir. Can you read this? Because that's my Celica. Yeah, you can't really see it because I'm so far away. Thanks. Put your tank top down. I've seen enough of your delicious shenanigans. Stop it. It's fucking bullshit, man.
A man in Utah who police say posed as a licensed massage therapist has been arrested for sexually assaulting two women. His name is Robert Battle. He was working at a fitness center where he was doing his own style of massage.
Okay.
He told one woman her body wasn't really holding prior massage work.
Oh.
Wasn't able to harness that healing power. And so that he needed to do some, quote, internal work.
Oh, definitely.
Performing what he called a vaginal massage.
Okay.
Another woman said Battle covered her with a sheet, but then it had to remove it later on in order to, quote, get to a massage point by her vagina.
Near the vagina. And you get the sheet off to let it air circulation. I have some...
It gets balmy sometimes.
Some knowledge of, when you're doing, of massage.
When you're doing healing, energetic healing work, it a lot can of these get balmy. People, it,
what we're finding a lot in traditional in America is they're not understanding Eastern technologies and or philosophies, and maybe they don't understand that sometimes a body can't hold prior work,
yeah.
And so you need to go inside, and that is a heating pressure point.
Yeah, Eastern tech has shown us for thousands
Dr.
of years.
Dr. Oz and Eastern tech and the I Ching have told me a thing or two about a thing or two, and I know that there is a lot of heat and or energy created
you can cross-reference near the vagina. All the
you
chakra
can,
points.
Listen. It's new. It's new.
Super
it's,
duper
it's
new.
It's totally new tech.
It's new Eastern tech.
It's new Eastern tech. You wouldn't know it here. You guys wouldn't know it in Utah. You wouldn't know it yet. I'm in the Ralph's today, and I'm trying to buy some Pepsi Max with Panax.
Thank you very much.
And
as I take a
I'm
sip
looking
of
up
myself.
At the little sign that tells you which aisle has what, and one of the things that this aisle was offering was New Age drinks.
Ooh, what constitutes
that? That's basically...
Things with aloe pulp in the bottom of it?
No, not
like
even...
Boba?
Just flavored water, like anything that would have been
infused.
New into a supermarket 15 years ago that you would see, you know, that I could have seen at home in Massachusetts in like in my Demoulas, which would be like this
just,
is new. They're just holding on. I think that New Age sign is just sort of there.
So awesome.
New Age. You what do you mean by that? You mean
sounds,
this energy
whatever
water
it is, that's what I'm buying.
You mean this vitamin water with endurance? New Age. No,
no,
really.
Now age.
Now age, or four
then,
years ago
yeah,
age.
Remember Fitty? Yeah.
Maybe if the sign said like
Fitty drinks.
2002 age. Oh yeah, crazy time for beverages. 2002.
That would be good. What if you did kind of a? What if you had a sort of a beverage store that was sort of a historical timeline
that'd
based?
Be awesome.
Where
you
had you like
travel
50s,
through
60s,
time.
Because like remember the 90s, like you it was like, oh, grape Snapples and like.
Whoa.
You know, like you could go through like
slice. Remember the first time you had a slice?
Woo! You go through the
start with pop, like old school.
Do a tour.
Old-timey
it could be on a tour
pop.
Where you kind of pace it and you just do a tasting menu.
And you get an outfit for
beverages
throughout
time.
Each aisle. You put on a different outfit.
We'd call it UID's Museum of Beverages
just
throughout
time. From the turn of the century. In the first one, you actually
UID's
do cocaine.
Wild ride through the beverages of time.
In the first one, they give you cocaine, but they give you actually cocaine. Because, hey man, did you know that Coca-Cola's shut up? Hey man, I don't know if you know this, but like Coca-Cola used to have cocaine in it. That's why they call it cocaine cane. No.
Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola.
Get it? You don't get it. You've never been to the museum, have you? We need to start that museum.
That's going to be a dope.
That museum is going to be one of the greatest museums this country has known.
One of the finest museums.
Have you seen the iCub? He's a small size humanoid robot that's the size of a 3.5-year-old child, and he wants to fucking
party.
Fight you.
Oh, sorry.
He wants to party with me.
And he wants to fight
wants
me.
He wants to fight you.
Yeah.
He wants to get in the octagon with you, he told
I've
me.
I've seen a little bit of footage.
Yeah, he's quick.
Very quick.
He's so tiny.
Robotic.
He's so robotic
and
in nature.
Yet so tiny.
Yet so tiny in stature, but his quickness could be your downfall.
That... Yeah,
because
that's certainly I think
he
would,
he told
he
me
on,
he
yeah.
said the bigger they are the harder they fall
yeah.
And was looking and then projected a picture of you on his forehead. Yep.
But falling.
Falling.
Very, like, tumbling.
Crazy graphics. iCup.
Oh, iCup. How much does the iCup cost? How much could I get an iCup for?
Can we get an iCup?
I mean, not to say that I didn't spend maybe an hour with one of those little Sony dogs at one point in a store and thought, like, do I want this in my house?
Oh,
like,
boy.
But then I kind of came to my senses. But I wasn't that far off of being like, I'm down with that. What will be the first, like, robotic, truly kind of AI-ish sort of thing that we integrate into our, like, or that I would integrate into my life? I don't think
you'll... Fuck doll.
A fuck doll, right?
Yep.
Fuck orb.
Fuck orb.
It has to be an orb, because if it's a doll, you're going to feel guilty. But if it's
no,
like, if
it's going to become so lifelike, and it will take on the characteristics of a specific person that you will give it both in emotion and touch. And it will recreate to such a heightened degree.
So that'll be the first thing that I buy?
Yep. And the last thing that you buy, because it will kill you.
Now, post from Dane Cook's Twitter account.
Oh, this should be. Should I sit down for this?
I mean,
now Twitter, I'm to believe that people post their musings. Hey, this is what I'm thinking. This is what's running through my head. I'd like to share it with my. He's got like a
followers.
Million and a half people following him every day.
I would say sit down, but
I'm gonna stand. I'm actually gonna levitate.
Dane Cook's Twitter account. Just got my hair cut. When finished, she asked me, do you want any product in your hair? I said, sure. How about dairy? The future is wide open. What a slut. I'm about to sleep the shit out of my bed. I'm about to lose my shit like a shit collector with amnesia.
Dude.
I hollowed out the pages of a Bible today and hid a smaller Bible inside of it. I feel bad for oscillating fans that are locked in the non-oscillating position.
I can't.
I can't. I adopted a beautiful 2-year-old Chinese highway today. I'm a proud motorist. Look for pics in People, Us Weekly, and Asphalt Magazine. Comedy. Crazy, crazy comedy.
Oh, God.
Keep up the good work.
Hey, D.
Keep retwittering those guys.
Hey, D.
Keep those retwitters coming.
Hey, D. Nice work.
Retweet.
Oh,
retweet.
Fuck, man.
Could you please retweet that?
Hey. That Bruce Willis movie comes out tomorrow with his crazy fucking hair.
Body and Hair, right?
Body and Hair, it's called. It's a thriller.
It's called Bruno's Body and Hair.
Bruno's Body and Hair.
Body and Hair by Bruno.
It's next to our museum. Bruno's Body and Hair by Bruno. And we sell harps. Hey, Bruno. I saw your hair in that movie. What's up?
What's up with that?
Hey, B. Hey, B-Dub.
It's a bad scene.
Hey, man. How you living?
And then there's cyborgs.
I don't know. The posters are just attractive men and women that are half people, half
but
robotoid bodies.
And the weird shit that they're wearing, though, their futuristic garb that they have on, all looks like stuff from like 3-4 years ago. Like everything they're wearing is sort of like kind of chic sort of ish okay. stuff, but
like
it's all like
Club
kind of,
Monaco 5 years
like not
ago.
Even right now. It's not even like, oh, like what's up with your like whatever. Like it's just, it's not even, ugh, it's a disaster.
Hey,
it's all a disaster.
Hey, B-Dub. Saw your hair in that movie. Keep it up.
What Surrogate. That's what it's called?
Surrogate.
I couldn't remember the name. Surrogate.
Good call.
I just, I you always know, but I never remember anything.
Good call.
Firefighters had to be called to the ER of a Newport Beach hospital to help save a man's penis.
What?
It got stuck in the hole of a steel dumbbell. The man was apparently attempting to enlarge the size of his penis, but it had swollen up in and around the dumbbell, which...
That's good. Swelling is good. That
like
makes it bigger.
I get like a weird like stack of pancakes sort of like... image or something like something about like metal and then equal parts like you know, like cheese and like I was thinking, I see like skin and cheese around the outside, like in it's bad.
Sort of
scene.
Like cheese, like on like broccoli, just so like sorry.
So basically, he initially refused treatment. As I could,
I'm cool.
I can certainly,
hey, I'm totally.
I got
cool.
This.
This thing.
So, I'm gonna sort this out in a second.
Let me sort it. I'm gonna go see surrogates and then I'll sort it. That's fucked up.
The firefighters told him that if they didn't cut through the weight, his penis would die.
Hey man, what'd you do yesterday? You weren't at work. I killed my own penis. I murdered my dick.
I murdered my dick. It took about 2 hours to cut it
I
apart.
I bet it would, because you. I mean, that's something dainty. Very delicate. Yeah. That's
some serious.
Well, I guess at that point, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be that delicate, because if there's a weight, I mean, why
there is
do
obviously
that?
Something going around CVS's in this city where I guess because of the tough economic times, there are these clearance boxes that are happening, these $2 and $1 clearance boxes.
Will you get anything good in there?
I did not buy a single thing of those, like,
what'd you get
disease
in
infested, like
Toblerone? What's in there?
No. It's like, there's a gang of VHS tapes.
Oh, products.
It's like, but it's been literally, clearly these places have not looked at this shit in forever. And now they're getting all like, get it all out, put it all up for a dollar. We don't care what
expired it is. Expired Dannon yogurts.
I'm not kidding you. Some of the shit. And you just think about the amount of fucking garbage. I mean, these Mary-Kate and Ashley, like VHS tapes and stuff where you're like, well, no one's going to buy that because nobody has a VHS player. Not in this.
Oh, you just mean the sheer amount
of shit. But then
of
the
stuff.
And then the fact that CVS thinks that they can just put these like little kiosks at the end of every aisle
people,
and dump the shit in them, and that shit's just gonna go. And I guess maybe it.
You know what, man?
They do, because there's these crazy fucking people who can't say no to buying
to
shit
a clearance,
for a dollar.
Anything on sale?
And they just
gotta buy it.
It's so
such a good deal.
So
$4
sad.
Off on this.
It's such a gross thing to watch play out. It's so sad.
Oh, it's being played out.
Straight
no,
out.
Trust me, it is going on. People buy shit. People sell shit.
People sell crazy amounts of shit. Weird shit. New shit that's not cool.
There's a marshmallow shooter in the Sky Mall catalog. It shoots marshmallows.
It's useless. It's the worst.
It's a big
craziest.
Sort of water gun that shoots marshmallows, although we did think about it for a second, and
it
if you were at work and you got pelted with a marshmallow and we were like, what the fuck was that? And you saw your homie 30 feet away.
It
like,
does say it shoots him up to 30 feet, which then I thought, well, getting hit with a marshmallow from 30 feet, if you got hit like square in the head and you looked and your boy was
like
what's up?
What's up? Holding up a marshmallow shooter, you'd be like, that's the best thing I've seen all day.
Yeah.
That could be the best thing of the week. Hey, remember on Tuesday when Steve fucking shot you with the, yeah, I do.
Yeah,
because it hit me and it was awesome.
I super remember that.
So never mind. Maybe we do need.
Maybe we all need marshmallow
shooters.
Maybe we all need
marshmallow shooters.
Expert nautical deep sea oceanographers have discovered a very new strange species newly discovered strange species of shark. It's a ghost shark. And they've discovered it off the California coast. It has a sexual organ of some sort on its head that is a club with spikes that come out of it. And it comes out of the forehead, and it's either to fuck the female or to somehow hold down the female that they're fucking.
To fuck or to...
Yeah. Yes.
So you're saying the bottom line is this thing is built to fuck. Disco shark was built to fuck.
Disco shark was built to fuck. Disco shark, he was built to fuck. Blah, 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 blah.
That's a crazy discovery.
He was built to fuck. What's a ghost shark?
A ghost shark is a shark of a ghost-like nature. It's
a ghost shark, I thought, is when you're sharking somebody and like when you get right up to their face to nut.
I don't know what
you
you're saying.
Bitch out and you can't do it and you can't bust a nut. And it's called a ghost shark because you literally walk up dick in hand and you're about to bust on their face.
Is this some sort of
like,
a...
Oh, snap.
Or is this some sort of a sexual term? Like,
well, sharking is when you...
What is it?
I told you. It's
just ask Sioux Plantation. They'll tell you.
I told you sharkings went in Japan when they run up to somebody sitting on a bus stop and beat off, like jizz on their face and run away.
So a ghost shark,
is
someone that gets
there.
A ghost
shark is when you bitch out, you do it, and you're like, oh, fuck. Like, ah, fuck. And you run away.
And you run away.
Ghost shark the whip.
I hate that, man, when they go shark the whip. I mean, I saw a video on YouTube of some dude go sharking the whip.
So crazy.
It was crazy. I was told by a Cornell University gerontologist who's been conducting numerous studies. He's found, well, first of all, in another gerontologist? Study, somebody who studies old people.
Just olds.
Just olds. Not shorts. Olds.
Just faggot grandmas.
Alzheimer's and dementia.
Oh, God.
Those cases are going to increase at a rapid rate.
Why?
What we're going to find. Populations, people are living to be older, and until we find cures for this, it's just going to strike people.
That
we're going to have more people living with this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A Cornell University gerontologist has conducted numerous studies, and he's found an alarming increase in elderly on elderly violence. Like beefs and beatdowns. Certainly in nursing homes and senior
beefs
centers.
Beefs and beatdowns.
Beefs and beatdowns is the name of the study. Beefs and beatdowns.
A study of the olds.
A study of beefs and beatdowns. A study of the olds. It's due in part the fact that this guy says older people lose their inhibitions anyway, and I think I've read that where they just say shit. They've got no governor to just... They'll just
right.
say racist shit because they're just... They don't think. They're just old. Well, they're old because they're racist because they're old. They say shit that maybe they should just sort of
because they
don't give a fuck because they're...
Right. They're also probably still processing part of their reality from a time when it was maybe okay to say something like that.
Okay. So the onset of Alzheimer's and dementia, inhibitions are being lowered and tensions are flaring and people are fucking getting this shit on.
Fisticuffs.
Like in senior centers, like these guys like keep boxing, like stop fighting each other. This is crazy. I mean, we're gonna have to deal with a lot of these issues, Jonathan, as we get older as a people.
When these orderlies start fucking
setting that up, Fight Club style. Oh
orderlies
man, wait till that.
Videos of olds beating each other
within
down.
Within 3 months,
like
we'll be watching that on Fox News. The crazy 20-something orderlies that organized the underground boxing matches like in the middle of the night when they'd wake them up from a deep slumber. This guy's talking mad shit about your dead wife. Says you didn't do shit in WW2. Motherfucker. Like, what, motherfucker? Like, oh, canes and shit?
Because
they all know Kane Fu anyway, so these people motherfuckers are going to bring it. I was also seeing this silver crime, which is offenses committed by the elderly. Old people are getting, they're robbing banks. They're playing by their own fucking rules. We've got a new class. They are off the deep end. Don't trust anybody over 75.
I was in a drugstore the other day and there was an old woman and she's like a serial shoplifter. Yeah. And they were like, Bet, like Beatrice, like we told, like, you don't have to do this. Like,
it's
you
on clearance.
Stop doing. And she was literally like, I know, I'm sorry. Like a serial shoplifter.
She don't give a fuck. She's lived her whole goddamn life. I'm saying to you, watch your back, dude. Because anybody over 75 will fucking punch you in the kidney. Be like, what's up, man? Be like, oh, man. Like, drop you down to your knees in a Starbucks. Rip your little gift card off your keychain. Kick you back down. Buy a latte and pour it on you. What's up now? Like, oh, my God, that old man just kicked the shit out of me.
Silver crime.
Because they're at the gym, too. They're working out. Because 75 is the new 58. So these guys
Cougar
are like,
Town.
This is straight Cougar Town. These dudes don't fuck
Apparently
around.
40 is the new puke.
40 is the new puke?
40 is the new barf.
29 is the new 18.
Is that what they say?
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Because I've just done a lot of reflecting, as you know, in my 20s. Turning.
Coming.
So you're coming up to this,
to a close,
this monumental.
As they start to come to a close.
Will you say goodbye to your 20s?
Seth, what the fuck, man? Can we talk about something? Can we stop? Just change
as long
gears
as it,
for
as
just
long as
a
it
second?
Has to do with the community, with
it does have
UID,
to, it has
with
to
things
do with
that
the
we
UID
need to know
community.
About.
Brooklyn, October 17th, Seth and I will be doing a live podcast.
Jonathan and I are going to get on an airplane at separate times. We're going to travel the length of this nation.
Yes.
We are going to arrive in New York City to do this show, not in the living room, but on a stage at a place called Public Assembly. It's in Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, it is.
And the show is free.
Yes.
So we ask if there is any possible way that you can get to this show, that you come to the show.
Come to
and
the
if there's
show.
Anybody that you could tell that they can get to the show,
now
tell them to go to the show. And to go to the show, go to ayadude.com and just, there's a little clicky thing at the top of the page and just RSVP your name. Say, my name.
Yeah.
Is and Lou Ferrigno.
My name is Lou Ferrigno. I will see you in Brooklyn,
sir. You in Brooklyn.
Now, yeah, put your name in. It's go at ayadude.com. Follow the link, and there's an RSVP page. If you've RSVP'd and you are not going to make it, we really appreciate it if you will let us know that you are not going to make it, and we can take your name off the list because we are trying to keep slots open for people because there's a lot of people coming, and that. How we have to do this in order to keep it free because we can't sell tickets because the show's free. So,
are people notified when they RSVP that
people are now notified when they RSVP? In the beginning, in the first couple of days, the thing was up. People weren't getting confirmation emails, but
will you confirm that for them right now?
I will confirm that anyone that entered their name, my understanding is that their name is on the list. But yeah, if you're not going to come and you have your name on the list, take it off because we need those slots for other people who...
Or just don't. Just
listen,
come.
The future's
just,
wide open. Right? I mean, what a slot.
So seriously, thank you so much. Thank you for listening. If you could tell a friend about the show because that's helped us out in great deal. You can
great.
Go to iTunes to listen to the show. You can write a review on iTunes. You can go to Podcast Alley. You can listen to it there. You can go to our website and you can buy a t-shirt if you'd like. Whatevs, it's no... Jump on this party. We already told you. It's
just
all good. No
get
ops.
Up on this party.
If you want to buy a t-shirt, Mad Soft, Baby Bottom, get up on that and check out the media section. I got some positive feedback on volume 2 of this psychotic montage 25-minute clip that went up.
Yes. There's also been one complaint, though,
uh-oh.
Is that the first one is no longer there. And
okay.
People would like to be able to have
they
both
wanna
of them.
They want to maybe go. Maybe they didn't get a chance to see volume one. They'd like to watch volume one first.
Hopefully we can sort
okay.
that out this week. I got feedback about that. And
it
seems like a pretty logical
Nicholas.
Thing that we should have
call
both
Nicholas.
Of them up there.
I'm going to
yeah.
call Weck. I'm going to call Jeff.
We're going to get that sorted
this.
Out. Douglas Parks, he's a 50-year-old U.S. Postal Service supervisor. He's admitted to taking 16,000 Best Buy reward certificates from a major distribution center and buying almost $200,000 in merchandise, including 7 37-inch LCD televisions and 37 iPods. An interesting 37 maybe he thought was lucky he wouldn't get caught or something. A Massachusetts postal worker, Miles Weathers, has also admitted to stealing more than 3,000 Netflix DVDs from his local office. Not really.
That's a lot of movies.
What are you going to do with them? You don't have the cases. You can't even sell them for a dollar
doesn't matter.
On eBay.
You just fuck people shit up because they get in trouble because they have to go through the rigmarole.
Oh, so
of
you're
saying,
just like, I'm a cock.
No, you're a crazy person, maybe a cock too, but 3,000 people have shit fucked up. No one has a minute in their lives to deal with them not getting the movie and explaining to the person at Netflix. You can't get anybody on the phone for what I'm told. You can't get a number. What do you do to say, I promise you I didn't get this fucking movie. I lie all day. I swear I'm telling the truth this time.
I lie
time.
Every day.
All I do is
I
lie.
Possibly can.
Could
you
just believe
you
me? I promise you on this one time I'm not lying. Yes,
all
you
I've
are.
All I've ever done is lie.
yeah, but 3,000
right
movies. To steal it one time.
200 G's, dude. Worth of gift certificates. I mean, that's
but,
gangster.
Yeah, that's crazy. But the gift certificates, it's not the sheer number of 3,000 separate. Because each time
reaction,
you steal,
the
each
fractal
time,
nature
the
of
first
his
time you steal a DVD, you're saying, I'm like breaking all the rules right now. I'm sure I had a seminar that I didn't pay attention at where they told you not to do this. To do that 2,000, you know, it's just, that's a lot of. That's a lot of times.
It's a lot of times. How many times do you think he has to do it? Because obviously he's doing it to a bunch of people at once. So like, that's like a solid couple of
few
months.
100 times.
Yeah, like a couple of months at least of like, I just jack every Netflix movie.
This guy's stolen every movie that's coming through any sort of four-state area.
How do you think
area?
You're not going to get caught as a postal worker when they plot that out and go like, oh,
wait
look,
a minute,
like,
there's 3,000 missing all over here. This guy's buying 37 iPods and I'm standing in a post office and they cannot agree with me that there's a possibility that someone is stealing my fucking Playboy. It's okay though, because I got my reps from Playboy. I talked to Hef, and he sent over some lovely treats to apologize, and he sent over magazines, past and present. My current issue of October 2009, there is a study. It's the College Sex Survey is one of the features in this month's magazine.
I am listening.
They are doing a survey of colleges all across this nation, talking to the students.
Please.
About sex.
Tell me.
Are you ready?
Yes.
41% of college students know someone that is hooked up with either a professor or a teacher's assistant.
Booyah.
Bam.
I shot now.
You were right. You were fucking right. I didn't believe you. I honestly...
You didn't believe me?
I believed you in the concept of it, in the theory of it, but I just reined it back and said to myself, I'm sure it exists, but I bet it still is.
And I'll say there's at least so another 10% that actually keep their game on wraps because the professor and the girl
keep your mouth shut.
Are actually dope, and they're like, no, this is awesome, let's keep doing this, as opposed to dumb people who brag about it or whatever. And
that's
so there's probably another 10%, at least.
Listen, you can take 10 off. That would still 3 out of every 10 people that could honestly and legitimately be like, either me or someone I know has fucked a professor or a teacher's assistant. That's a shitload of people.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about thousands of campuses. I just, what'd I do wrong?
So many things.
So many things.
So many different points you did a wrong thing.
Man, I could have gone to grad school.
Yeah, you could, still could.
Suppose I still could. I'm only 29. I can't go to grad school, dude.
Yeah,
I'm 36 fucking years old.
You're crazy fucking smart. You actually have a reason to fucking be there.
Oh, man.
You'd get mad laid there.
Oh, my God. If I was
because
a teacher's assistant.
You're full. You're not even in a gray area. You're just straight up like, oh, I fuck this.
I fuck
this older dude. There's this older dude I fucked.
He's mad cool.
He's at grad school.
He knows shit.
He does this podcast.
He knows a bunch of shit.
You know what I mean, though.
I gotta look into this some things.
No?
Because there's a lot, the infrastructure of this nation, there's a lot of things collapsing around me. I'm having a lot of concerns
complete
about
collapse.
The world that I'm living in the future and
complete
what it holds
collapse.
For all of us.
Yeah.
I would say my advice to everybody, again, thank you for listening. Let's all just take... Let's just take a collective deep breath. Try to just
take a huge hit of DMT.
Just take a huge deep breath.
Oh.
We're all friends here.
We are.
We're all looking out for each other.
We are.
Regardless of what anybody else
we
is doing
be.
On the outside, let's just be cool now for a second. Let's just be cool now.
Stop blowing the professor.
Be cool now. Hey, Amazing Race. You won the Emmy again for Best Reality Show. You've
Definitely.
Won it. Every year
Every
they've
year.
Had it.
Congratulations.
7 years in a row. 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, and 2009.
Congrats.
You must be wicked good because you win every year. When do they lose? Somebody beat them for me. I don't like them winning so much. It's not fair. How is that possible?
Well, I just don't even think it's like...
Every year?
But also, like, why are you including every reality show into one category at this point? It's all that's on television. Amazing Race can't be in the same category as fucking, you know, a Blind Date or a fucking,
dating
you know what I mean?
Dark.
Like Dating in the Dark, Blind Date.
Or Blind Date.
Yeah, or Blind Date.
If Dating in the Dark doesn't beat...
Next year
for the 2010
you're
Emmys...
You're gonna riot.
The Nokia better watch
we won't
themselves.
Be there. Let's just put it that
I
way.
I won't go this year.
I won't go this year.
I won't
year.
Go next year. If NYC Prep and Dating in the Dark does not battle, fucking.
So stupid.
It must be good. It wins every year.
Well, whatever. It's still stupid.
7 years in a row? Every year they've done it?
That's stupid. It's stupid. It should just be its own category, Seth. You don't watch that. You're never going to watch that. You don't care how good it is. You don't care about what it is.
No.
And so that has to be its own category because not everybody gives a shit about
shows
that.
Seth doesn't care about.
There should be shows. A category at the Emmys called Shows Seth Doesn't
there's
Care
a,
About.
There's a new category at the Emmys. Shows Seth Don't Give a Fucking Shit About. I'm balls deep in this thing. You know that.
You watch everything.
I am up in her. I know what she gives
you
me.
You watch it so
she
much
she provides
that
and I love
I
her.
I feel comfortable with the fact that I no longer watch television.
You don't
because,
have to.
Because you're here.
I'm here for me. You.
Yeah.
For all of you.
For all of us. Washington, D.C. just held the Value Voters Summit. It's a conference for Republicans and social conservatives. A Republican chief of staff said in a speech, quote, homosexuality is inflicted on people. I had a very good friend who was in the homosexual lifestyle for a long time.
Where was he?
He was enlisted in the homosexual lifestyle. He was fully entrenched in the homosexual lifestyle project.
Oh, that's movement. That movement. That's a crazy movement, though.
He was in the homosexual lifestyle for a long time. And one of the things he said to me that I think is an astonishingly insightful remark, he said, all pornography is homosexual pornography because all pornography turns your sexual drive inwards. Now, if you tell an 11-year-old boy about that, I don't know why I gave him that voice just then.
It's awesome.
Do you think he's going to want to get a copy of Playboy? I'm pretty sure he'll lose interest. That's the last thing he wants.
He don't want to be that.
I don't know if he doesn't know what you're talking about. First of all, the 11-year-old boy, he's out of the cards in this speech because if you told him about turning his sexual drive inwards, he wouldn't know what the fuck you were talking about. He looks at a picture of a naked girl, he gets a boner, he has to deal with that boner because you can't walk around with a boner all the time.
Or maybe he looks at the picture and doesn't get a boner and he deals that too and it don't matter. Fine. He's just dealing with his life.
But
hey, all pornography is homosexual pornography?
I want to talk.
Can I raise my hand on that?
I want to talk to your crazy fruit friend, ex-fruit friend.
Well, that's our boy.
Who is
his gay friend?
I want to talk to that guy.
Because this is that's now just, I guess he's implying that the guy is now no longer homosexual.
That's why he can because be he friends
was in,
with him.
He can be friends with him now because he's no longer in the homosexual lifestyle.
He has rotated out of the circle of homosexuality.
Yeah, it's tough. Once you, it's so hard to break out of that cycle. Once
you're in. Homosexual whirlpool that he was in.
Once you get in that. But again, can I get back? I want it.
What do you think about
that? On
that
whole homosexual.
What do you think about that?
All pornography is homosexual pornography. I guarantee. I can raise my hand. Because I've seen stuff on this box. And it ain't gay. It's mad straight.
It's super straight.
It's super straight.
It's the most straight stuff.
It's so straight. And there's other stuff.
Not so
God bless
straight.
It. Wonderful.
Not as
wicked,
straight.
Not straight.
Yeah.
In
and
its
then
own,
there's other stuff
its own
that
wonderful
sort of
way.
In a weird sort of, like a sort of,
and then there's
like
shit.
A flotsam and jetsam sort
then
of a,
there's shit
like
you
an
just,
ebb and flow sort of a way. There's stuff that sort of hovers in it like,
can't
is
make,
this gay?
Can't make heads or tails.
Is this gay?
All pornography is homosexual pornography.
It turns your sexual drive inwards.
What is it? I don't know what that means.
Meaning that you're like doing it to yourself, Seth. Like you're like,
you're fucking yourself.
Fucking yourself. And so that's gay because it's like, ooh, look at me. I'm touching my dick. I'm touching my fucking gay dick. Ooh, I love touching this dick because I love touching dicks.
You were at
I guess
that,
is that what
if you were at that conference, you know how they have like people do sign language. If you were doing the illustration of like what that is for the people, because if anyone's like, I don't get what it means. Oh, look at the bearded dude. He's doing crazy. She's fucking his own fuck.
I turn this. Yeah, because you're like,
oh, you're.
What's this? Ooh. You know, like, you know what I'm saying.
I gotta sit down.
The argument that this ex-gay is making is the fact that you're pleasing yourself, and so you're pleasing
these
a
people,
male.
Man.
That is so creeptastic.
Is that what
it means?
People are
so
fucking
stupid. Everybody's so stupid,
Can't we just let these people? Question. You might be able to answer it for me. I'm on the computer all the time, and every week I'm reading about in more than just like, oh, this happens all the time. I read like teachers, female teachers, I guess men, male teachers being inappropriate with female students also, but women teachers having sexual relations with young men. I'm on there. I'm a couple, two times a week. I mean, all the time I'm seeing shit. It happens all over the country. Did I ask you this? Did this happen before? And now we know about it, like everything, because of the internet, like everything we didn't know happened. But of course, it happened now with the internet. Or is this a new fucking thing?
If any dude in school that I knew growing up would have hooked up with a teacher,
you
it would have been me. and I didn't do it.
It's true. And you wouldn't even think of it when it wasn't even a possibility.
I hit on teachers.
Okay, you went out of your way to get blown.
Like, oh my God, I want nothing more than to take your pants off. I want to take this teacher's
pants. That is your game.
I want to take his belt off and take his
pants. I want to take my principal's pants off and see what he has. If it's like me and papa. That's right. If there's anyone that could fuck a teacher and to try to fuck a teacher, it would have been you.
I don't mean to go on. That's a bullshit thing to say. But like, I was boning at a young age. Yeah. I was highly tall, sexually active. I certainly could. I could see certain teachers in that light. You know,
early on.
It never happened, and it never happened to anyone that I knew that they told me. So either they kept it super awesome.
Oh, no, no one can know. There's no way there was
a dude that I knew that was boning down one of the teachers.
You would have known
within
12 minutes.
She sucked my dick.
She touched the dick.
She even touched my dick.
Yeah. And not, nor for me, anyone I ever
so
heard
that
of.
So what is that? That is evolution.
Is that evolution?
Yeah, because we're getting all fucking developed and creeped out at a younger age. And so we're all like...
I think that you then or me then or anyone I knew, or I think if it presented itself and could have happened the way it did now, I think everyone would have got on that. I don't think that has changed so much that the dudes are just like, I think it's on the females.
I'm saying it's on the females, but I'm saying that they're dealing with something that probably doesn't look or act nearly as much like a child as it used to.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
That the kids, when I was in eighth grade, if you took 10 of us and put it next to 10 kids in eighth grade now, we would look like we were in fifth grade.
They would harvest your organs.
Yeah, they'd be like, move it.
They'd cut your guts out.
Okay.
Move it, old man.
Move it, old man.
They would be like, move it, old man.
So the teachers sensing that on a basic...
Not even sensing it, just being level. Like responding to that involuntarily.
Get in the back of their cars and blow these dudes.
And if you talk about it on a psychological level, there's plenty of these women that are looking at these young men and going, well, these young men are going to develop into men that are in better situations and better positions than I'm ever going to be. Is that, you know what I mean? It's like, think about it as that,
I
like...
It's too much for me.
You know, I mean...
Okay, so it's new.
They're just...
It's evolution.
It's evolution.
So the case that these...
It's progress.
That these women's attorneys should be pleading for them is like, hey, baby, listen, is evolution. Like,
step into the future.
Excuse me?
It's a slut. The future's a slut just as Dane
Wide
Cook.
Open. Hey, Dane Cook's my attorney. Yeah. Oh, shit, this is going to go terrible. Ding dong. What's up, courtroom? Oh, fuck. Dane Cook's your attorney?
Oh, man.
Oh, shit,
man. He's
going
to tweet his whole defense. He's tweeting the entire defense.
They call this the bar? Then where's the martinis? Like, oh, fucking shit.
I passed the bar. I should flip a bitch.
Oh, man. This is my attorney. He couldn't get any more stand-up work. He's an attorney now. Dane.
Fuck it.
Ah, Dane.
Now, the mayor of a small town in South Carolina, her name is Sally Peake, she had to revoke an order that she had given out to her police force earlier in the week after other people heard about it and reacted, unfavorably.
Psychotically.
And hopefully you'll understand why. She had banned the town police officers from chasing suspects on foot. She had asked for this to stop after a cop that was hurt. He was running after a man who had crack cocaine on him and fell down and hurt himself. And she said that a drug possession charge was not worth the cost to taxpayers during this economic time. So no more cops chasing people on foot.
Dude.
That's the order from upstairs.
Oh, that's from up top?
No more foot races.
Dude, could you imagine how out of hand, like if you were a teenager, smells like bacon, pig, like give him a finger and just like book it. Late. I'd fly there just to do that.
Yeah.
What's up? Walking in the donut shop. Smells like bacon up in here. Like, wait for one of them to get up and just like moonwalk right out. Like, later, brutes. I mean, no more.
No more foot races.
No more foot races. I mean, it's really a bit much. You could roll a fucking, pull a hammy. You can roll an ankle.
We can't afford this.
We can't afford this. The money that it will take just for the taxpayer's dollar to stop this simple crime.
I have two cigarettes. I have a Lucky cigarette and I have my other cigarette. Do I have to smoke the Lucky cigarette last?
I think you should smoke the Lucky cigarette now, because you should live in the moment and be so thankful how lucky we are that we get to do the show. I'm sorry. You know, it's when I take black powder, I mean, that's a beta-alanine. So basically what it will do with my energy levels, you were asking me earlier, it's I'll just metabolize. When the strength and my power, they'll skyrocket, because you know what will happen? I'll add a weight. I'll increase the reps. The blood will just flood my muscles.
Yeah.
And then I'll just initiate a new cycle of muscle growth, basically is what happens. Here's the best part. You know, when I take black powder, it's... It's specifically formulated to prevent the crash and the jitters and the upset stomach, you know, that you'd normally get.
Always get.
This way I just get rock hard pumps, I amplify my strength and my power, and I get about, you know, I'm looking basically at a Kriya charge, 29% more bioflavonoids. So it's when I do that, I mean, it just depends on if I'm doing lats, if it's a morning, if it's afternoon.
It's an either or situation.
But you feel it. I mean, you feel that burn.
One way or the other.
It just one way or another, I'm getting fucking pumped. You tell me.
I'm ripped up.
You tell me, Lou.
Not down with them having that thing. Huh?
I just, there's something about it that...
I mean, deaf sucks.
Deaf in
one ear doesn't suck as bad.
Listen to me.
Half deaf, right?
He's a great man.
He talked to me. He can talk to me.
He's a great man. He's an American hero. And I respect him as an artist and as a man. I just think that wouldn't it, if he just parked...
Be like, I don't need that.
I don't need to use this. I'm going to keep this spot open for someone who does not have the ability to walk because they have no arms and no fucking legs. All they are is, see this ripped six-pack? Some people are just that long. They're just a torso. Why don't you let a person that is just as big as your six-pack? Hey, what's up? I'm Edgar. I have no arms and no legs. I'm just a torso. Can I park here? What? Can I park here? Yes, I'm going to get in my truck and I'm going to back out now because it's disgusting that I should park in the spot.
I'm not arguing. I like the fact that you get mad about that stuff.
It's
crazy. I get
mad
about shit like that too. I think it's...
He's in the best shape of any person.
So what is it? Is it ethics? Is it just utter...
completely unaware. He probably lives in like
a lack of consciousness.
It's just.
What is it,
dude? You can't hear. It's
you don't
not
give a
for
fuck?
That.
I'm Lou Ferrigno. Fuck it. I don't want to deal with not parking.
This
here.
Is how I get. If I came out of Whole Foods and they're doing another fucking petition, could you sign something for civil rights? And I was like, because instantly when I hear the term civil rights. Call me crazy. I'm thinking like we're talking about like Birmingham in like a Spike Lee movie. We're dealing with black and white because that's what fucking civil rights means. If you really, I'm sure it means the rights of all.
Obviously civil, but
it was not until I left, came back to the other entrance, and someone was like, "Do you want to sign something overturn Prop 8 for gay marriage?" Which I thought was a much more. That's what I guess what she meant also.
Yes.
You do see what I'm saying though.
Sure,
that's,
it's a civil rights issue and yet you're using a term
yeah.
to lure people in to get them to you're basically cloaking.
She cloaked me because I was like, you do know we have a black president. I didn't know if I there was something I didn't know, like I got double dipped, tricked, duped. I just man.
Phoenix, Arizona has been dubbed the kidnapping capital of America.
Say it again.
Phoenix, Arizona, it's been dubbed the kidnapping capital of America. More incidents than any city in the world outside of Mexico City. Over 370 cases in 2008.
Kidnapping?
Home Invasion Task Force has been established to combat this. They've been like established there to combat it. There was 370 cases in 2008.
Of people being like taken?
Snagged. Snatched.
Gone. Hey, is he back yet? No, I don't know where he is. He just went. He went up to get some smokes at 7-Eleven.
That's not good, dude. That's super. That's scary. That scares the shit out of me.
He got kidnapped.
Like if that was a statistic of a city that I lived in. Hi, whoever you guys are. Hi, and
it's hot there too. You don't want to get thrown in the back of a van in Phoenix because they'll probably put a mask on you
to wait that out in the heat.
Oh, in the back of a fucking van. Can
like
you imagine that?
In a shopping mall somewhere. Like oh, fuck
oh,
me.
Oh, fuck
Where
me,
am
man.
I know it's a mall. I can feel. I can tell it's
My
a mall.
My stupid
all
father
I
who works at that stupid bank. You're not gonna get any. My father hates me.
He doesn't give a shit about
me. He hates me. He loves my brother. He's so good at football. I stink. He hates me.
You should have gotten my brother.
You should have taken my brother. Hey, like, hey.
I'll tell you where he is.
Hey, my brother's at Pizza Hut. Hey,
let me go.
He's at the hut. Go get him.
He's at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Get him.
Hey, Phoenix.
I was maybe, hot as shit. I saw peeled, this thing about Muslim women. They're here. They're trying to work out, trying to stay in shape. But because they can't have a fucking sliver of skin be shown in front of a man if they happen to be at a fitness center or gym, they've had to create, you know, it's, you try to get on a treadmill, go 25 minutes on a treadmill when you're wearing a fucking, fully wrapped up in like gloves and, hey, sweet. And talking about fashions that they're creating for them, like, just like, don't be Muslim like that. That's like so much easier than having to buy this crazy like non-sweat lycra sort of fabrics and shit.
I think maybe the more appropriate term would stop being Muslim like that.
Stop being Muslim like that. So hot. Aren't you hot?
Couldn't you be Muslim different than that?
No, because like to be something, you got to be it. But that's the whole point.
Yeah, but then there's the
once you start making exceptions, then it just water it down. It don't count.
But then there's no like the decipherability of you know whatever ancient mystic knowledge is completely lost at the expense of culture and tradition, which those things were initially put into place and hopefully reacted to at a time when those things were appropriate in the people. Any of those spiritual teachers, they were trying to teach the people that were closest to them and reacting to the things that were going on. And so a system would have to be put in order in any of those scenarios. But to take that and carry it through to now is just, it's insane. And it happens, I mean, with something like that, with something like a garb that you see like on the street and you're like, that's...
Well, we see like, the fucking Orthodox fools on Beverly.
Exactly. There's all middle there's of the so fucking many summer. Versions of those. And I'm looking at it going,
why
like...
Why are you wearing that? It's like, so fucking
what,
hot.
What is conducive... Of your, what is conducive about this for your spiritual progress?
You gotta do it. That's the thing, right? That's the whole fucking thing, right? You gotta do it to it.
I can't see why I lose out on getting to do that because I'm not willing to do that.
But that's the whole it. You gotta fucking bullshit. You gotta sack.
I call bullshit.
You gotta sacrifice on that.
Well, you can sacrifice all sorts of things. I'm not going to sacrifice my fucking jeans,
your
sweat. Though. My fucking jeans and my
fucking... expensive jeans, your designer jeans.
No, I think...
You're down with a religion that allows you to wear designer jeans. There's nothing wrong with that.
I like designer jeans religion.
What's wrong with that? Hey, don't we have any fucking religions that, like, allow designer jeans anymore?
Yeah, it's called Scientology.
Yeah, it's called Scientology. Get
a
on
A new
it.
Study to be published in the Journal of Alcoholism, Clinical and Experimental Research says that the age at which a person takes a first drink may influence genes linked to alcoholism, making the youngest drinkers more apt for problems.
Does that make any sense? Probably not, right?
Well, I would say maybe that... I mean, if you think about the first time you got fucked up,
okay,
and how life-changing that is, whether you want to admit that or not, okay, it just completely turns the world and upside down for you because you're like, I had no idea you could feel like this in this world. Like, what's up now? The earlier that happens, the earlier you start off on a road of being like, whatever, you could just get fucked up. Like you know,
fuck Jesus, I want to wear designer jeans and feel like this.
But I don't know. Does it really change? Does it really change actual like developmental things?
I think
maybe.
So. I think these
I can't
are
think
like
how that could
I think,
retard or accelerate anything. Like
I think
that.
This is where they're sort of off base on sort of a cultural. It'd be like saying, yeah, I bet if you took people that smoke cigarettes, more people that have tattoos probably smoke cigarettes than don't. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Do they have any correlation? No, it's just that people that get tattoos are a different type of person, and they might be more the type of person that might do crazy shit like go to strip clubs and drink and smoke. Not that people that have tattoos, you know. If you're a square, you don't fucking smoke and you don't get tattoos. If you're not, you do them both, and they have no correlation to each other other than their sort of things, you know.
Yeah.
If you have tattoos, you might be at a hot rod show more than you might be at a chess fucking tournament. But they don't,
I guess they're talking
one
about,
doesn't.
They're talking about something that they're referring to as the disease of alcoholism, and that if it's being looked at as an actual disease, that there's something that can spark or increase that, you know, turn that light on, you know, like a cancer gene that's sweet.
Can't make
that sweet,
candle.
Hazy,
that candle
warm,
will never
like,
go out. That candle still burns. Oh God, does it burn every day? Ow! fucking, it sends you so fast.
Sends you so fast.
Before you know it, you're lying on the fucking couch calling Jonathan up crying. I'm going to make a change. It's going to happen this time.
I'm on the Dren, yo.
I started taking the Dren. It's the only thing that's going to get me off this fucking poison.
We have a website that you should go to. It's called uhyeahdude.com. UHHYEAHDUDE. You can sign up in the forums there. You can buy t-shirts there. There's two fundamental phone numbers. 888-842-2357. That's the toll-free voicemail.
Hey, I got all those voicemails because I'm the one listening to those. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I got them, so when you call, I'm getting them.
And my cell phone number.
Don't think you're leaving a message just sort of out in the universe. It's not. And I understand it says 2006 for life and whatever. I think we've explained that before. We do not have the technology right now to change it. I find it to be very comforting, quaint, and soothing when I hear that.
Me too.
Some people decide to like really get into that. They really like let me know what year it is. They really tell me what year it is. Oh, I thank you for that because I'm not the, you know, I'm doing the show every week for
fully aware, fully aware.
But voicemails are they're like
fresh.
Well, they're so part of up in my life because I listen to them all the time. So they're just they're the air I breathe and the water that I drink.
Yeah, I get a lot.
I mean, they kind of are.
My cell phone number 323-481-4422. I get a lot of calls.
I bet you have your life.
I get a lot of calls and texts
somewhat every day.
I try to respond to as much as I can, but you have to understand that it's very difficult sometimes. But
you can't respond to 800 emails? Come on, jerk! What do you think? You're a big shot.
But I will have to say, the texts that I get, despite the fact that sometimes I'm not in a position to respond to them all the time or whatever,
church.
I get to fucking. Like they still affect my life.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're still. I'm still on the receiving
end.
Yeah,
that's the point. They're still
like you. Still need to know that even if you don't hear back from me or don't hear back from me from a long,
he's
for a
feeling
long time,
them.
That I still get.
Are you
them.
Feeling this?
So there's. It's like you guys are all twittering me. You're twittering all over me.
All over you.
All over my face.
Put your glasses on because you're getting Twitter all over your face.
You're gonna get so much Twitter in your face in a second.
Oh my God.
Fuck, this Twitter is about to come.
All over your fucking shit.
All of your shit.
888-842-2357, 323-481-4422. So the website is where you go to RSVP. We're really like excited and happy that we get to do this. And so we're hoping and people seem to be excited too.
They're about like, the show?
Yeah.
I would say yes.
Because it's going to be fun because we'll do the show and then there'll be people.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun because it's going to be like we're going to be out in like Brooklyn, New York and doing
people,
the show and meeting
people.
And
we got people coming
out
there with us as well. Cozy's going to be out there. And
so thank you.
There's definitely going to be a crew.
Please, if you can go like seriously, just
go on RSVP on the list.
And tell a friend if you have anyone anywhere near there or if they can go. And more than anything, just thank you that you took an hour out again this week and try to recruit someone. Tell them what do we... Don't you can't speak to them until they do it.
Yeah.
So many ploys we've had.
So this is
the 185th show that we've done since we started in February of 06. So we're just doing our best to keep doing it. So it just helps if you tell somebody like, oh, these guys like do this dance cast and like they're friends with Lou Ferrigno and it's just like totally cool, yo.
It's
like,
chill. It just seems chill.
It's just such like a chill jam, you know. Like I mean, like it's just on it and crazy. Buy a T-shirt if you would like to wear a T-shirt that says "Yeah, Dude" on it and say hey. And a lot of voicemails I get where people say they've seen people out with the T-shirt.
Keep your eyes peeled for restocks of old designs and also some new designs coming as well.
And again, click on media on the website and we'll. See if we can get that volume one back up. We have the second volume of many volumes to come of some this one I watched again. It's funny. There's some funny shit on there.
It's the second installment of Seth's TV clip brain, but there'll be both episodes up there as soon as we can.
It's
get
very
them
nice.
Up.
It's right awesome. Up there on your screen if you're at work or if you're at home and just sit down and.
Peep the technique.
Peep that technique. Just pop a top and just like bend some elbows and just like watch that, yo. Get some exercise on the Dren.
Seatbelts.
Everybody's high on consolation. Everybody's trying to tell me what is right for me. Yeah. My daddy tried to bomb me with. of the summer. But it's plain to see that they can't comfort me. Sorry, Charlie, for the imposition. I think I got the strength to carry on. Need a drink and a quick decision. Now it's up to me. Ooh, what will be here? She's gone. She's gone. Oh, I better learn how to face it. She's gone. She's gone. Oh, I pay the devil to replace her.
She's gone.
And she's gone. Oh, what went wrong? In the mirror, I'm worn as a toothbrush hanging in the stand. Yeah, my face ain't looking any younger.
Now I can see love taking her toll on me.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, I better learn how to face it. And she's gone. Oh, what went away, yeah. And pretty bodies help dissolve our memories. They can never be what she was to me.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, I
better learn how to face it.
She's gone.
She's gone.